So we want to let you know that we have updated the pig welfare standards, and we wanted to give you some of the main updates. Most of these standards will need to be met by the 3rd of March 2025, but for some of the standards we will be allowing a longer implementation date. The first main change is that we will be introducing a standard where males and females will need to be split-sexed by 50 kg, and this standard will need to be met by the 3rd of March 2026. This is an important standard and will improve the welfare of female pigs in mixed-sex groups and will reduce aggression and mounting. Of course, the number of male and female pigs being born on farms is rarely equal, and for this reason we have made an allowance of 5% for mixed-sex pens. This will help with pen allocation management, avoid pigs being kept on their own, and also help you to continue meeting the standards in relation to space requirement. So then from 3rd of March 2026, all cull sows and boards will need to be transported in an RSPCA assured approved haulier and need to be transported to RSPCA standards. They will then need to go to an RSPCA assured approved abattoir and also be slaughtered to RSPCA standards. We've made this change to bring the welfare standards of sows and boars in line with those of finishers. Their welfare is just as important. So another abattoir related change is that from the 3rd of March 2025, an off-site lairage cannot be used as an extension of on-site lairaging and will only allow to be used in emergency situations. This important change will improve welfare by avoiding any unnecessary travel, loading and unloading. So the final key change I wanted to mention is that although feed width requirements will not change in the new version of the standards, we have introduced a standard for any feeders that were installed prior to December 2020 and also an information box on this. For producers in this situation, a minimum feed place width of 25 centimetres for pigs over 50 kg will be allowed as long as the producers provide extra spaces that will be specified in the standards. So the information box advises that the RSPCA will continue to review this standard in relation to feed place width requirements. This is an important standard as pigs need to have enough space to be able to eat comfortably and to avoid any competition while eating. This competition can lead to aggression, bullying and tail biting. This extra space is necessary because pigs have grown in size over time, and this is due to selective breeding, and also many feeders are no longer fit for purpose. So these are summaries of all of the changes, and of course for all the extra details please refer to the full version of the standards. So the RSPCA welfare standards are continually being developed. We look at scientific research, robust evidence and also practical farming experience. We also have a formal consultation process to develop and review the standards through our Standards Technical Advisory Group. These members are chosen based on their expertise. So if you're in need of any support or advice on meeting any of the new pig welfare standards, you're encouraged to contact the RSPCA Assured's new farming engagement team. Their email address is help@rspcaassured.org.uk. So farming to RSPCA welfare standards is known to lead to healthier animals, and also members have reported that there are lower mortalities and also a better quality product. So consumers are more aware than ever of the importance of animal welfare, and there are now over 1,800 products that are RSPCA assured available in supermarkets. We know there's going to be a greater push for improving farm animal welfare standards by governments in the future. And by rearing pigs to our standards, you are ensuring you're ahead of the curve. Thank you for listening.